I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. It's estimated that 1 to 2% of pregnant women in the U.S. have type 1 or type 2 diabetes at the time they become pregnant, and at least another 7% develop diabetes during pregnancy. To talk about controlling diabetes before and during pregnancy is Dr. Andrea Loffley. She's an assistant professor of medicine and an endocrinologist at MUSC. Dr. Loffley, when a woman has diabetes, what can she do proactively prior to pregnancy to control the diabetes and have the healthiest pregnancy possible?
Yes, if you have been diagnosed with diabetes and you are planning to become pregnant, preconception or pre-pregnancy care is essential to helping both mom and baby have the best outcomes. So first, I would advise meeting with your healthcare providers, both in primary care and obstetrics and gynecology, or OBGYN. Let these providers know of your desire to become pregnant because they're going to do several very important things. First off, they're going to review the medications that you're prescribed to determine the safety of each for pregnancy. And then your healthcare team will work with you to optimize or improve the management of underlying medical conditions such as high blood pressure and diabetes.
Tell us more about reviewing medications and possibly adjusting diabetes medications during pregnancy and why this is so essential.
Yes, all medications should be reviewed by your healthcare providers prior to pregnancy if possible, and if not, at the earliest recognition of pregnancy, because the safety of each medication that you take will need to be assessed. This is especially important for women who are on medications for diabetes management, as many of these non-insulin medications are not approved for blood sugar management during pregnancy.
And what extra efforts are needed during the pregnancy when a woman has pre-gestational diabetes?
Yes, this is so important to address. So, number one, healthy diet is essential. And I recommend all women who have diabetes and become pregnant or are considering becoming pregnant see a registered dietitian, many of whom may also be certified diabetes educators. Exercise during pregnancy is also recommended, but it's important to mention each woman needs to consult with her primary care and OBGYN providers early in pregnancy to determine how much and what types of activities are best, because this is going to vary from person to person. And in general, women who are pregnant should actually get about 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic activity every week. And fortunately, brisk walking counts with this. So I always recommend starting with 30 minutes a week and working your way up to a goal that you and your providers have established as reasonable and safe.
And what about prenatal care? Will women with diabetes have more frequent checkups during the pregnancy?
Yes. So diabetes is an evolving process during pregnancy. So it's very important to have frequent visits to ensure the blood sugar goals and targets are being met.
Dr. Loffley, thanks for providing this information about controlling diabetes before and during pregnancy.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.